Hello, hello. It is I. I am back. I've been gone for, let me see here, about 7 days. So I think it's time to bring it back, bring the love back to you. What? Long story short, I've been quite busy and quite stressed as well. And I had been procrastinating on this certain project for school, and I went on a mini vacation this weekend, and I was slacking so freaking hard. But then today, I did it. And yes, I gave my speech. I gave my very first speech in my communications class today. Because today was the very first day that it was due, and the professor actually just randomly picks people to go and give their speech, and I was the second to last person. I was kind of hoping to go today because I wanted to get it done, and I'm glad I did. There are a lot of things I wish I changed about my speech. For example, I talked a little fast. I looked at my cards a little too much. But for the most part, I think I did really good for my very first speech ever, basically. I have given speeches before, but I don't know. This was like the very first, like, professional kind of. And I really am happy. Again, there are a lot of things that I wish didn't happen. Like, I felt like I didn't feel like it. My legs were shaking. So at the beginning, I was trying to, you know, move my legs a little bit. I'm like, can you just calm down? But towards the end, everything was cool. And I had to have my friend record it because she has us have someone record it so we can give ourselves a self-evaluation in a bit, in a couple weeks. And my friend was saying how behind her, people were actually saying, oh my god, she's killing it. And I'm like, I didn't feel like I was killing it. I felt like I was dying. So, I don't know. Who knows how I actually did? I have yet to watch the video. I've showed my parents, but I have not watched it myself. So, I'm very scared because I don't like listening to myself, let alone watching myself be embarrassed. Not embarrassed, but nervous. So, that'll be a fun thing to do. But I'm very happy at the moment to be done with it. And that's why I've been gone and very lacking and responding and all that stuff. Because I've been going crazy. And the stress levels have been high. So, that's what's been going on. And yeah, so I'm just here drinking some tea. This is a special tea that I only drink 3 times a week. And it is lovely. What else do I have to say? I don't know. Can we just talk about how it's already almost the end of February? Can we talk about that? Because I feel like it was just New Year's, and now it's, I'm so happy, because I feel like this school year, or semester at least, is going by really fast, and I'm very happy. I'm just, in general, very excited about the future, especially summer. There are a lot of plans for me this summer, so I'm very excited, very, very excited, so that's what's motivating me to keep going and doing my best. I'm just staring at my dog. Hi, dog. Oh. So, excited for the future, just keeping positive. If I learned one thing in my life, it is to stay positive and try not to put yourself down over the things that you're stressing about. And yeah. I don't know, I'm so exhausted. I don't know, today was long. It's still going on. It's already 10:41 p.m. I feel like today has just been very long. Like I said, I shouldn't be recording myself, or I shouldn't be recording an audio right now because I'm not in, like, the state of mind in which I can make words into real sentences that make sense, but I think that's never. Also, I'm very happy to hear that you guys have been getting your letters. I was actually really confused over, like, the stamp numbers. Like, I know, for people in the US, I only put one stamp, but for international mail, I was not sure how many stamps to put. But, I'm happy, that you guys are slowly getting them. And people have been asking when, I'm going to do that again, and it's probably going to be very soon. I had a lot of fun writing those letters. I'm probably going to do it when things calm down with school, probably during, like, spring break, which is end of March, so around Easter time, we'll do another round of letters, because, like I said, that's so fun. But we should do, like, a theme for the letter each time, because that would be really funny. I don't even know what I'm, like, what kind of theme. I don't even know how that would work, but let me know any ideas, because, like I said, it's fun. Also, I don't know if I talked about my obsession for cocoa butter, but I think I'm allergic. A week later, I think I'm allergic. I've been getting, like, this weird redness, all over, the folds of my skin, like, my inner elbow or my neck, like, on the sides of my neck. I don't know if it's from the cocoa butter, but I'm thinking maybe it's from being stressed, because I know stress can induce those kinds of things. So I'm giving cocoa butter one more go, and if I get these crazy things again, then it is the cocoa butter. And I'm very sad because, oh my goodness, it smells so good. I just want to eat it. I'm just thinking about it and I'm staring at the bottle right now. I'm like, you are the devil and an angel at the same time. But, that is it, I suppose. This is a very short-ish audio, but I just wanted to just share with you guys what has been up, because that's just what I do, and you guys listen. I don't know why. Why? I ask you this all the time, but I never really believe you. Also, I've been on Reddit. Well, this account, well, this is basically my very first account on Reddit. I've been on here for 7 months, so feels longer, but, you know, that's just how life works. You are just unexpected. Oops, I let this thing going. I have to listen to these songs for my music class, and I mute my volume, and I just click play. So I forgot to change the song. It's bad, but it's medieval, not medieval. What even is, okay, I'm going to give you a little sneak peek of what I have to listen to. Oh, I know this song. Yeah, I feel like I'm in church, and that's 4 minutes and 47 seconds of that, so I'm gonna mute that for a little bit, and then I have to submit that and then listen to another song. There's like 10. that I have to pretend I'm listening to. So I'm going to do that for the rest of the night, and then I'm going to hit the hay. Where did that saying come from, hit the hay? Probably someone who lived in a barn. Because hit the hay. I'm going to look it up because I want to know right now. Hit the hay origin. This will be a fun fact of the day, of the night, actually. Okay. Woo, I have it. Okay. Meaning, go to bed, of course. The origin. The term hay was used in the USA to mean bed by the early 20th century. For example, from People You Know by the American author George Ade. After dinner, he smoked one perfecto. What's a perfecto? And then, when he had put in a frolicsome hour or so with the North American Review, he crawled into the hay at 9:30 p.m. Oh, I guess people just referred hay as in bed. Am I saying that right? In 1902, mattresses were often sacks stuffed with straw or hay. Okay. Hence the similar phrase, hit the sack. Okay, I never say hit the sack because that just sounds painful for many reasons. The phrase hit the hay seems to have originated in the U.S. sports scene. The Oakland Tribune, July 1903, reports this. Sam Berger, the Olympic heavyweight, was sleepy and he announced that he was going to hit the hay. In 1905, Paxson Sport USA includes this. The baseball player has a language of his own. Going to bed for him is to hit the hay. So I was kind of right, but not really. So people would say hit the hay because beds used to be made out of sacks stuffed with straw or hay. So you hit the hay / sack. So there you go. There you have it. You learned something new tonight, and I hope you enjoyed this just weird audio of all sorts and life. Life is just crazy, isn't it? It has many surprises. It has many boring times, but it's very surprising and beautiful and ugly and all adjectives. It is all the adjectives ever. It is big, it is small, it is long, it is short. Wow, yeah, life is all adjectives. If you have gotten this far into my audio, I would like you to name an adjective that you could describe about life down in the comments. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon. This is No Remedy for Memory, signing out.